Sophus, the mitzvah that we're learning in the Rambam, the mitzvah of Hashmotas Ksofim. He said over last week and 2 weeks, a very interesting question in the Mordechai and Masechtas Gittin, which brought us to a very interesting yesod. The question that the Mordechai had was that a person lent some money for all practical purposes 10 years ago, and Shemitah passed 3 years ago, and the person never said Meshamet Ani. He didn't say Meshamet Ani, so the Malva claims, if that's the case, so I could ask you for your money back. Shas Maisa didn't say Meshamet Ani, so I have the right to be Tevei a moment. And the question was, if Shvias is Meshametes automatically, like we saw from the Rishonim Aloshin Afkaita Demalka, or Shvias you have to be Meshamet? That was the question that the Mordechai had. So last week we raised an interesting shaila that it sounds like from the Mordechai that if a person wasn't Meshametet, so Shvias is not Meshametet, because he has to be Meshametet. But the Mordechai said that if that were the case, then the Malva could be Tevei the money. The Chayri would think, true, Shvias wasn't Meshametet, because he didn't say Meshamet Ani, but the Torah says, besides the mitzvah being Meshamet, a Chayri that Shvias passes over, Lo'igos, you're not allowed to be Teveya. So how could the Malva claim to the Leiva, Shvias wasn't Meshamet then, because I didn't say Meshamet Ani, and now I'm asking your money back, and the Mordechai would be masking that he'd be able to collect the money, except he says, Shvias is Afkati the Malka. So we see from the Malka, like we said last year, Gevaldig Yisoy. In the Torah we have in this parasha, in Parashat Zrei, a mitzvah saseh of Shomoyt Kol Baal Masha Yoda. You have to release the Choyves, either it's a mitzvah to say it, or the Torah releases it even if you don't say it, but it's a mitzvah saseh of Shomoyt. According to Rambam, we saw that mitzvah saseh applies even before the 8th year comes. I have the chiyuv to release the chayvus that when Shemitah is finished, I'm not going to collect the chayv. Besides that, someone goes ahead and asks and collects money, he's over alive. Two lechayre independent things. Lechayre from the Mordechai, we see these aren't two different independent inyanim. The mitzvah is to be meshamet. That's the mitzvah that I say. If Shvias was meshamet and you claim the chayv, you're over alive. But let's say the Shvias wasn't Meshamet the Chayv. Then there's no lav either. The lav is to claim money for a Chayv that Shvias was Meshamet. So if Shvias wasn't Meshamet the Chayv, so then you're allowed to collect the money. That's why the Mordechai says that if the person didn't say Meshamet Ani after the 7 years, so I can ask for my money back. Because the lav to collect is to collect the chayv that Shvias wasn't Meshamet, Shvias wasn't Meshamet. If for some reason Shvias wasn't Meshamet, then there's no lav. In other words, the lav and the asay, the chayv, go hand in hand together. This is how we left off last week, what we saw in the Divrei HaMordechai. I'd like to see if all the Rishonim were maskim for this yisod. That the lav of asking for money is only if the chayv was Meshamet. But the chayv that Shvias wasn't Meshamet, the lav doesn't exist. When we started the mitzvah saseh of Shvias Meshamet, we mentioned that there's an interesting machlokes harishonim if the whole Shvias Meshamet applies only the 8th year, or something applies already during the 7th year. Besides the machlokes, the Rambam writes it at the end, the culmination of Shvias after Meshamet. And we said over a Rosh, I'd like to learn the Rosh inside. On side Beis, on the top, in the middle column, is a Rosh of Masechtas Gittin. Ubiyush Nasa Shmita. It's the fifth line in the Rosh, right under the Ois Tuf in the Korban Nisano. Yeah? Says the Rosh, Ubiyush Nasa Shmita. Ubiyush, what it says, Shnasa Shmita, Kosafti beperakamad the Masechtas Avodazoya b'shmaitin the Toyitana. And what does he say? He says Rosh as follows: V'hod de'ein koisin puzzle b'shvius af api she'ena meshametes ela b'soif and nira lefarish atam api hamikrois. I'm going to explain something based on the Psukim in Parshas Re'eh. Miketz Sheva Shonim Tasa Shmita. V'zeh Dvar HaShmita Shomoit Kol Baal Masha Yodet. Says the Rosh, Mipashtei Dekroya Finan De'ein Shvias Mishametes Ela B'Soifa. The Parshas of the Pasuk is that Shvias is Mishamet at the end of the Shmita. Kidiksev Miketz Sheva Shonim Tasa Shmita. V'zeh Dvar HaShmita She'ein Ela B'Soif HaSheva Shomoit Kol Baal Masha Yodai. Says the Rosh, Avol, Miyad Kishishilo Shnas HaShmita. But when the Shnas HaShmita comes, Ein Bezdin Boidkin Ligvois Shum Choyv. Bezdin, from Shemitah's beginning of its year to the end of the year, Bezdin doesn't collect any choyvus that a person has. Number one, the Gam, Hamalve Ba'atzmoi, Ein Loi Ligois HaLoiva. And the Malve himself can't claim the choy from the loiva. Diksev Loigois Es Ochiv Vesre'ehu, Kikoro Shmita Lashem. Miyad Shenichnesha HaShmita, Loigois. Ava Mifra Loiva Me'atzmoi, Ein Sorech Loima Meshametani. Kumoisha Ein Es Kokin Ligbos HaChoyiv, Kach Einiz Kokin Lichto Prusbo Miyad Kishanichnas Shvius. Says the Rosh, Anoye Dikizach B'diyuk HaPsukim in Parshas Re'eh. The Pasuk says, Miketz Sheva Shonim Tasa Shmita. The end of the seventh year, you should make Shmita. What does Shmita mean? V'zeh Dvar HaShmita, this is the halacha of the Dibur of Shmita, Shomoit, Kol Baal Masha Yodei Yashay Asher B'Re'eyu, Lo Yigo Sesre'eyu Ves Ochiv. Don't be to your very friend for us, because Shmita Lashem, because the Shmita year is proclaimed Takodesh Baruch Hu. Says Rosh, Pasach Bechad V'chiyam Siyam Mechobis. Starts off the pasuk Miketz Shev Hashonim Zed Dvar Shmita, and the end is you can't claim your choyiv because Shmita Lashem. Come to Rosh Mitachidesh Nifla Pshat Nipsukim, and the Rosh says that in this parasha we have two separate inyanim. We have the mitzvahs assay, we have the mitzvahs lois assay. The mitzvahs assay is Miket Sheva Shonim Tasa Shmita Lashem Shomoit Kol Baal Masha Yodeh. You have to release the choyves. If your loiva comes to pay you up, you say Meshamet Ani, your Mekayim and mitzvahs assay Meshamet Ani. But from the whole seventh year, if somebody owes you any money, you're not allowed to be teveyed. Because Kora Shmita Lashem, the law of asking your money for a choy that's there, you're over from the beginning of Shvius for the entire year. The mayor says to Rosh, how can you write a prosbul during the seventh year? The prosbul allows you to collect your choy. You have to write the prosbul beforehand. And that's why in many places, they don't want to be over like egos. So in many places the minhag was to make a prosbul both on the end of the sixth year and at the end of the seventh year. The end of the sixth year is only the shita of the rosh, because the rosh holds and the seventh year comes, doesn't help you anymore to make a prosbul. Because prosbul is the right to collect, and the laver is already chal when it comes the beginning of the seventh year. What's kum dois from der rosh? The choy from der rosh, zet na klor zach, not like we said last week from the mordchai. We're saying now in the beginning of this year that the Mordechai says that the lav to collect money is on a choyv that Shvius was Meshamet. If the Shvius wasn't Meshamet the choyv, because he forgot to say Meshamet on it, the Malv could ask for money. Zoysay Meres, that the Mordechai is touching up that the lav of Loigois is to claim a choyv which Shvius was Meshamet. Here we have in the Rosh that there's a whole year that you have a lav of Loigois, and the choyv wasn't Meshamet yet. The choyv becomes Nishmat when, first at the end of the seventh year, and a person comes to pay me back, Zunta Heit, I stick out my hand full length to accept the money, I have no mitzvah to say Meshamet ani. All I have is a lav of Loigois. So the choyv we have over here, Gevaldige Machloikis, in pshat. Besides pshat in the psukim, we have pshat in what the lav is going on. According to the shita of the Mordechai, the loyigoy says, you're not allowed to claim a choiv that shvius was meshamet. If I have a choiv that shvius wasn't meshamet, there's no lav. And according to the shita of Sarosh, the lav is completely independent from the mitzvah asay. Once shvius comes, the Torah says, you're not allowed to be tevei your choiv. Even though the choiv wasn't meshamet. And the shmatas achoyv you first have at the end of Shemitah. That's Yoytze Medivei Yerosh. I'd like just to learn with you a moyudike interessante ha'ora from Rav Shmuel Rizovsky, the Chayim Levoch, the Shiva Pavanovich, based on Zeya interessante shtickle, Ktsois, how we learned up a Rambam. Moyudike shtickle Ktsois. As I said, we said over last week, a Gemara, which everybody knows, that the Gemara says that a person makes a t'nai, when he lends the money al menas, so tishmeteni shvius, then shvius mishametes. The Gemara says a chiluk how he used the lashon. If the lashon is that shvius shouldn't apply, then it's tnai bottle because you're oike shvius. But if I make a tnai in the choiv that shvius shouldn't be mishametes choiv, then we say it's dover shebe mamoin, and by dover shebe mamoin, tno kayim. So. Person has a choiv, but he made a tnai, a shvius is not meshamet, so fine, shvius is not meshamet. So posh should be learned, no, the tnai is exeris hakosav, that this choiv, you're allowed to be, allowed to collect the choiv. The Rambam comes with an interesting chiddush and explains to us, how does it work? How does it work if someone makes a tnai, I can collect the money? So let's take a look at the lashon of the Rambam, slide Aleph, in the middle of the page, halacha yud. Yeah? Says the Rambam, Hamalva es chaveiroi. If somebody lends his friend money, v'his na'imoi shaloi tishmetena shvius. And he makes a t'nai that shvius is not meshamet his choy, hareza nishmat, the choy is still meshamet. She'eini yochu levatel din ha'shvius, because this loshen is mashma, I'm making a t'nai that shvius doesn't exist. You can't do that. Says the Rambam, but his na'ima shall yashmid hu choiv ze. He made a t'nai that you shouldn't be mashamad. I'm not going to be mashamad this choiv. But if he will be shvius, even if he makes it during Shemitah year, t'no kayom, it's a good t'nai. You can make such a t'nai. Says the Rambam, shekol t'nai sheba moment kayom. If I'm making a t'nai with the Torah, no, you're not a balabas. Like we said last week from the Ritzvah, the person makes a t'nai when he sells the field that Yoivel shouldn't take it away. You're not the Baal HaBos, you're making a tie with the Torah, you can't make a tie with the Torah. But, if I make a tie with between me and you, that this Choyiv shouldn't have on its Shemitah, so that I could do, says the Rambam, Shekol T'nai Shebemomoin T'no Chayim. Now here the Rambam comes and explains Abyssal Atam Hadover, how does it work? So the Rambam Azoi, V'nimse Zeh Chiyiv Atzmoi the moment Shleichiva is a Toyer boy, Shulchayev. Now, Mori de Gechidish, which at the end of the Shia will come back to this Rambam. We'll come back to the Havana Rambam. What is the Rambam telling us? Let's take the Rambam, it's plain, simple, Pashas Devei Rambam. Kipshutoi, what type of money, obligations, is Shvius Meshamet? Only choiv, only hava, or anything. A marshal, person goes to a store and puts something on credit. So he owes the money, but it's not a hava. Is it meshamet? Is it meshamet? It's kipshutai. Let's take passions of most yishonim. Most yishonim say that shvius is only meshamet hava. A choiv. A choiv. Only if someone lends somebody money. Different money obligations, shvius is not meshamet. Comes the Rambam, and the Rambam says, Azoy. The person lends someone $100, and he says, Amanas, that we shouldn't be Mishamet this Choyv. This Choyv shouldn't be, not that Shviyah shouldn't be Mishamet, it can't be Oike Shviyah, but we could Oike this Tnai of Moment, that Shviyah shouldn't be Mishamet this Choyv. Says the Rambam, helps. Why does it help? Says the Rambam, Nimsa, Shulchayiv Asmin B'Moment, Shulchayiv Oise Toyaboy Shulchayiv. Namely, Kilo, I'm not obligating myself to pay you back a loan. I made up my new type of monetary obligation. Kilu, I turned it out of a choiv, of a milva, and I turned it to a nechiv achayis. Some have a chiv achayis to pay it back. Like a person goes to someone and says, let's make a kinyan. And ani chayiv loch meyim on So does that sugya say good morning, but a bastard have gimel. A person could say, we make a kinyan chalipim with each other, that I make it, it's chayivus to pay you $100. It's not a halva, it's a chiv. It's a chiv moment. So Kepshuta, the Rambam seems to say, that's what Tanai helps. I could turn the money into a different type of obligation. It's not like a regular choiv, it's an obligation, a monetary obligation. On a monetary obligation, Shvi is not Mishamit. Heretim? This is the passion of Master Lashram. Again, Lashram and the Rambam. Nimsa, Shekol Tanai Shavomen Tano Kayam, Nimsa. Dechiv Atzmoy, the Momoin, Shoychivo is a Toyer Shu Chayibo. Fine, as they state on the Rambam. Vom herne boys a gewaltige sach. Vam is da geschmack a stich zu sa khoish. Shukhna is steht da. So da everybody knows that such a thing called mechir shtaros, right? Mechir shtaros I have by me in my pocket a star that Ruben owns me $1,000. $1,000. Now, Ruben, I chweiz lomo zogun is somewhere in Africa and I can't reach him. And I need the money now. So what do? I go to my chav and I say, look, I need some cash. I'm going to sell you the shtar. Sell you the shtar. How much is it? He's not going to pay me $1,000 for shtetza. He'll pay me $800 and then he'll be able to collect the choy for $1,000. That's a parsha called Mechir Shtoris. The ones that learned that for Yoyim will soon have it in Perek HaMorchus HaSvina. Mechir Shtoris. Now Rabbi say, now, the one who, the Moicher that sold his shtar, now he goes to Africa. He's not here. Now, the guy from Africa comes back, and the koina of the shtar comes to him and says, look, I have a shtar here, you owe me $1,000. I bought the shtar, pay me up. So it says that if Shvius passes, so we taina that the person made a prusbul. We don't know if he made a prusbul or not, but there's a concept that you find in Shas called tanina. Tanina means tanina liyasme, tanin lekeaf. We don't know what that person did, but we taina for him. You can't collect your choy, because maybe the person made a prusbul. As they stay in Shulchan Aruch, a klar alocha. What? Bezin tainas for the person. He made a prusbul. Memeil, if he made a prusbul, he can be tevei the choy. As they stay in Shulchan Aruch. Fetuk tzoy zei yechlo. Fetuk tzoy zei interesante shayl. Says the tzoy on the bottom left of the page. Koyan in lulekeach. Bichnasis hagdoila hiksha. Lama lekosa bal hatur, the toyan in lulekeach, shetnai hoya ben loive o malve, shal yashmiten shvius. What's the issue to make a taina? Maybe he made a prusbov, I have a different taina. Maybe when they made the loan, the chatkhila, there was a tanai, the shvius wasn't mishamited. Memeila can collect the choiv. Why is the question taninon? He wrote a prusbul. Let's have a different taninon. The taina is maybe he made a tanai. Zayin fetik place. Zayin fetik a second oil. V'ayin shom shiniach b'tzarechid. Says a tzoyis v'nira. Kivon shem hisne shol yishmetena shviyas lay mehanin. A person makes a tanai, it doesn't help. To have a masna, a mashkosa b'toya. Kivan the hisna shmita gufa, it doesn't help. When does it help? El ba'oyme al menashal yishamet hu choyze. I'm not speaking about shmita, I'm speaking about the choyv. That this choyv, we should be mashamet. The mahani tanoi, the choyv al koyav al koyav al loyve, kabashkosa v'am shokonar. Shenimsa, why is this tanai work, says the Rambam? Shenimsa shechiv atzmai b'momen shechivas atayu shulchayev. Listen to this choice. The kivon the tnai zeh loynichta b'soich hashtar. Now this guy comes with the shtar, and the shtar says Reuven owes Shimon $1,000. Shteinish in der shtar that was a tnai shol yishmiten shvius. So let's presume maybe there was. So what was it? There was baal peh between themselves. They made a tnai. Says the ksois, the kivan the tnai ze loynichta b'soich hashtar ela baal peh have a hatnai Im kain eina ella kimischayev al peh lefroya achashvius. It's time a tnai to pay the person money after shmitah. V'leikayach hashtar leizocha bezeh. And in this choy, that choy that they made bal peh, he never sold him. The shtar he sold him. The shtar? Shtar doesn't say almanas. And on that choyv, shvius meshamet. I made a tnai. The tnai was, I'm going to pay you back, stam his chayvus moment, not a milver. That person never bought. ולקח השטר לזוכה בזה תוכוי ועל פי ננימקה במים השלושן ולקח לזוכה אלו בשטר באמת הכוס על הכני לכל עיר וכל שיבודי וחויב שבשטר נשמת בשביס וחויב אקר הוא דנס חייב בתנאי המנה של ישמע שם הוא בשביס וחייב עצת במומן שאין החייב אבל בעל פה ועל לקח לזוכה בזה משום הוכי הוא צריך לוי מהתור דתנין אין פרוסבול דבזה השטר בתוי כפוי וקל להובן כבר לא ישתיך לצלוי So he brings a cash of Nes HaGadol, what do you have to come on, make a time made a prusbul, a posh desach, let's make a taninon, that they made a tnai, that she is not Meshamet, that's the name, that's going to help. Because if you're going to make a tnai, she is not Meshamet, the only way it works is, because the person was mechayev himself to pay a choyv, which has nothing to do with the havo. The one that has a shtar, only has a havo. Else the havo would have been Meshamet. So it doesn't help the time that there was a shtar, that there was a tnai. Because if there was a tnai, you can't collect the money anyway. Because you didn't buy that type of chayv. You only bought the chayv of a milva. Meila, the only tanina that you have over here is... Fine.
So if the
lady says,
you paid the chayv.
Let's not get into Zaiti Gazachan. This is what Shtey, what was it? Stick to the point. Everybody say, let me get an answer to Zaiti. Comes up Shmuel Rizovsky. Let's go back to the pack that we had so far. We had the Vayla Machlokes Mordechai and the Rosh. If the Layigos is two separate concepts, Layigos and the Misase, or the Layigos is to be Teveya Achoyiv, that Shvius was Mashamet. In the Rosh we have a new concept. Beginning of Shemitah, you can't collect your Choyiv. But the Choyiv is still there. The Mitzvah to be Mashamet, that comes at the end of Shemitah. That's one Sugir we had. Now we have a second issue and a gewaldige oifen to understand how could a person make a tnai that shvius shouldn't be meshamet this choyv. Says Rambam, you know how it works? It works because I could change my obligation. This choyv is a milva and a milva is meshamet. When I'm making a tnai that I could able to collect my choyv, I'm kilo obligating myself to pay a money that is not a choyv. And that's how it works to make a tnai. Yes, Lomahan Aposhu is by Shmuel Rizovsky and Hasef and Seftas Malkis. Shita Sarosh, the top left of side base. Shita Sarosh, the Afa Pishen Hashvius Mishametes Elubisoifa, Mikomokam Einloi Lamalve Ligois Kvar Mitchila Sasheva. But already beginning the seventh year, the Malva cannot collect his choy because the lav of Layigos is Kikora Shmita Lashem in the beginning of the seventh year. Udeloy Kishitas Shahar Yeshoinim, the Gam Issa, the Layigos have a rak b'sofer. Not like all the Yeshoinim learn Kipshufay, that the whole parash of Shmita's Ksofim only pertains to the end of the seventh year. The Rosh has a Shmita's Ksofim in the seventh year, the beginning, and the end of the seventh year. The Hikshak Tzois, listen to this Kasha of the Tzois. The Hikshak Tzois, the Tzois has a Kasha on the Rosh. What's the Kasha? Bishlom Lashita Shahar Yishoinim Osi Shaper Madamahani Tla Tanai Shalish Metene Shvius Mishum the Halav the Loyigois have a Davka Kishanishmat Hachoyim. The kivan shehis neima shelo yishamek hayu yochol etoivoy. Aval laharosh the halav the loyigois and yetoli bashmat esachoyiv. To af kshadayin loy nishmat achoyiv osa loy lenoigsoy. Im kain af kshemas neima shelo yishvetan eshviyis heich yochol hu lenoigsoy. For ein zet nai shebemomen at nai laker halav. Dilla you guys. You heard this kasha from him Shmuel? Gvaldigas. Gvaldigas kasha. Abayisai. we said that kipshutai, without the rush, the lab of layigos is to claim a choiv that shvius was meshamed. If shvius wasn't meshamed, I could ask it for the money back. That's clear in the mordechai. Says the tzoyis, yeah, now I understand how I can make a tnai al menashel to send the shvius. You know why? Because it's a davar shel moment. In yoni moment, I can make a tnai with you that even though shvius should be meshamed, I make a tnai shvius should be meshamed. So, without the Rambam, leave the Rambam aside. Poshet is a gzeris, a kosev, and tznoim of moment, I can make it tonight. So we made a tie between me and you, that Shvi is not going to Shama Dishoi. That the tzoyis, but how could I ask you for the money back? That's a lie. That's not a dover shem moment. The Torah says, a lie on a person to claim money after Shvius. So, hey, Nachanami, I made it tonight. That Shvius shouldn't be Meshamen, that's called a Tnai Shabamomen. But how did I take away the lab of claiming my friends, claiming money from my friend? There's a lab. You know what the answer is? Like the Mordechai. The answer is that the whole lab is only a Choiv that Shvius was Meshamen. But if I make a Tnai that Shvius shouldn't be Meshamen, this Choiv, so I'm allowed to claim the money. And that's how Tnai works. Says the Ktsois. But the way the Rosh has lo yigois, a tnai shouldn't help. Because the Rosh says when it comes the beginning of the seventh year, I have a lav. Even though the choiv is not nishmat, I'm allowed to pay back the choiv, I have no mitzvah to say mishamed ani. So we see from the Rosh that lo yigois is a freestanding lav. So if that's the case, how could a tnai help? I'm nash lo yishmetena shviyas. Shvius won't be Meshamed this Choyv. What happened to my ability, the lab, not to claim the Choyv? And according to the Rosh, that's not based if the Choyv was Meshamed or not. Haraya the Loyigos is already beginning the seventh year. And the Ktsoy is blight by Akash after Rosh. We have a beautiful Yishuv now in the Rosh based on the Rambam. The Rambam tells us that when you make a tnai that Shvius shouldn't be Meshamed, how does it work? It becomes ois choy. I'm paying you something that's not a halva. The whole lav is only to be today a halva. When you're making a tnai, it's not gzeris akosav the tnai works. The Rambam says the tnai works because I changed the money, it's not a halva, it's a new obligation. It's a new obligation, there's no lav not to claim it either. Therefore, even according to the Rosh, that lo yigois is independent from the meshamet ani, but you can still make a tnai. How does tnai work? Because tnai makes it, it's not a halva. That's why it's a stick of an abshmur. Udvar of tzarech bia, and the kasha of the ktsois is difficult to understand. Lefi masha kasha ha ktsois gufe. The ktsois himself explains that nai loy mahani shoy ha malva nishmet umasha tzarech l'shalim umishim shechiv es asim b'chiv chodosh in pain hechonami yesh loy meladasa rosh the kiva shimitchilas hashvias asa loy lanoiksoy mas neyimoy shiyischai lo mitchilas hashvias umasha toiva what he mons him ein havo ela his chayvas ve'ein ze masa masha kosa betoya lafkiya isa lo yigoyis abo yisa ima muzvan klok doesn't help to be fuzzy over here muzvan klok yehetz lehet nish vam ibe chazim zeh yiklos zaklor zach abo yisa vam erishtin sa machoikus a yishoynim if the pshat the taish of lo yigoyis is you're not allowed to claim any choyv or you're not allowed to claim a choiv that Shvius was Mesham. The Remord Chai says clearly that if have a Chatim said that Shvius wasn't Mesham at the choiv, I'm allowed to collect the money. Because the lab of Laigos is to collect money that Shvius was Mesham. That's in the Remord Chai. In the Rosh, we have clearly that there's two different sugyas in the Pasuk. There's one, a mitzvah say of Shvius ben Meshamet, which applies only in the eighth year, and not before the eighth year. Besides that, the Torah says that Shemitah, Tchilosoi, is already a halacha. The Torah says, don't run any choivis anymore, you're not allowed. If Bezin doesn't go to collect, you're not a collect, but the mitzvah's not here yet. If the person wants to pay you, gezunta hei, accept the money. That's one machlokes. Now we have a question. The way the Rosh understands lo yigos, which means to say, don't claim choyvus once shmiyas comes, irrelevant if this choyv was meshamet or not, because meshamet is first another year down the road. And at the beginning of the 7th year, not allowed to claim any money. So, Fetik says a kasha, if that's the case, how could somebody make a tanai with somebody else when he makes a choyv? Shmiyas shouldn't be meshametet. Fine, shmiyas not meshametet. But I have a lab of collecting the money. And that's not called a tanai sheba moment. That's a lab. You can't make a tanai and a lab in the Torah. Elamai, the way the Mordechai says. The lab is not freestanding. The lab is a choyv that shvius was meshamet. I'm not allowed to collect. But if the tanai says it's not meshamet, so I could collect. But the way the Rosh learns, the lab of Laiga is a freestanding lab. Once Shemitah comes, you can't have any tears on your friend. So how could I make a tie against that? So he says, you're not allowed to. He says, the answer is based on the Rambam. The tie of a moment is not the pshat, I can make a tie even though it's against the Torah. The gather of the tie is, I can obligate myself to pay you a money which is not the choyv, it's not a halva. If that's the case, just like that helps, that shviyah shouldn't be mishamadid, it also helps. I'm not allowed to claim. Because claiming is also only an ahava. Once you make a tanai, and I'm obligating myself to pay you an obligation, which is not ahava, so he does it. I'm allowed to collect the money, I'm not over the lav, and I'm not about the mitzvah asir. Clear, Rabbi Yisai? Now, Rabbi Yisai. I didn't hear what you said.
Collecting is not asir.
Money, being tevea. Teveya, okay. So what allows me to be Teveya?
No, I'm not Teveya, but I make it tonight and you have to pay me.
No, but that's no. When you make a time national shmi, you allow to collect the chayv also. You allow the money, you allow it to be Teveya also. No, but it's not like that. Let's go a little bit right there. But he said we have to be oimin now a few mishnayas to be oimin if a gval of the gezak. This is in the before we get to Prusbo, there you said this like a shayla. We said now in the Lashon Rama, we said, Madgish, this is the Pashtus. The Pashtus is that Shvius is only Mishamet Halva. Halva? How do you know Shvius is only Mishamet Halva? So there's this Perish, you know, in Mishnah it's called Mishnah Yishoina. So he says, where did the Chacham know that Shvius is only Mishamet Halva? And he says, it's Pashtus Lashon HaPosah. The Pasuk says in Pashas Rei, V'zeh Dvar HaShemitah Shomoy Kol Baal Mashe Yodoy. What's the title of Mashe Yodoy? So Rav Hirsch teaches Mashe Yodoy means any money that I demand from you. I'm not sure exactly. Mashe Yodeh, any choyv, any obligation that I demand your payment. In our school tithe is Mashe Yodeh, any loan. Loan. And the Mishnah Yishayin seems to understand that's the tithe of Yodeh. Yodeh means when there was a transfer of money, and I'm being purveyor of money, that's how the Chacham knew it was a loan. Let's see a few lines in the Mishnah Yishayin. Inside Aleph. The third piece on the right. Mishnah Rishayna. Says the Mishnah Rishayna, Le'inyin Shemitah Ein Mishamten. Only Yehava. Diksev Kol Baal Mashe Yodai. It says Mishnah Rishayna. Le'inyin Shemitah Ein Mishamten. Diksev Kol Baal Mashe Yodai. Mashma Shenosan Mo'ois. Liyodoy Bahalva. What's the matter? Well, I can't find it. It says Mishnah. You see what it says Mishnah? It's under, it says, that's a Mishnah Yishayna. The first line is where it's Milva, the end of the line. Lin Shmitei Mishamten Dixiv Kol Baal Mashi Yodoy Mash Mash and Nosan Liyodoy Bahalva.
What's called Baal Mashi Yodoy? Money which was given over by hand.
And now I'm collecting back. That's how the Chachamim knew that only a milva is Meshamet. Now, where does it come from that only a milva is Meshamet? Let's take a look in a few Mishnayos and Masechtos Shviyos. On side Beis, we'll start with Perek Beis Mishnah, Perek Yud Mishnah Aleph. The second piece out on the right. Shviyos Meshametes Es HaMilva Bishtar V'Shaloi Bishtar. You see it? Perek Yud Mishnah Aleph. Shviyos is Meshamet, both a milva bishtar and a milva shaloi bishtar. Hakofas hachanus, but if someone buys on credit, eina mishametes, shviyas is not mishamet. Vim asal milva, if he turned it into a loan, hareza mishamet. And the Rishonim explained, based on the Gemara Masechtos Gittin, means as follows. You have a mo, yes, and now it's everything that the Pindus read to this, about all of the tzaitis used to have a notebook. And all in state in the page, this is the page for Chveis Mishpachas Levi. He buys the milk, he writes down 169 and one Chveis Agansit to it. Then it comes the Shligotite, the grocer needs his money, he adds everything up, and he sends him a bill. He says, you owe me the money, pay me back. That's called Zokfen Alob Milva. He makes a Cheshbon and he says, now you have to pay me the money. So till now it was on credit. So if Shemitah comes before he sends him a bill and sends him to a milveh, so even though he owes him the money, he bought it, but that's not called hava, and shvi is not mishamet. Once he was zakhen of the milveh, he turned into a milveh, he claimed the money because he has all the money together, that's considered a hava, and then shvi is mishamet. So kipshut, in this mission it says clearly that the din of shvi is mishamet is a milveh. Hakofes hachanus, Eina Mishametes, Vimasal Milva is Mishamet. And the Mishnah says, Reb Yossi argues, and Reb Yossi holds, that even if it's Hakofas Hachanos, Shviyas is still Mishamet. Fine. Let's go to the next chelik of the Mishnah, right to the left of this. And the Mishnah says, similarly, Ha'oines, Vamefata, Vamoitishemra, V'chol Maise Bezdin, Ein Mishamet. The person owes money, but the obligation was Knas. Or any other ma'aseh bezdin. What's a ma'aseh bezdin? A mashal ksuva. A person gave his wife, if I forget, and he owes her a ksuva. So shvita is not mishamet it because it's not considered kipshut yechoyv. So ma'aseh bezdin, other obligations aren't inclusive in the halacha of shvias mishamet. So according to Mishnah Rishayna, it's only milva. Hakofes chanos is not a halva. This yesoid, Toysis and Mesechtes Ksuvis, Red Zoysis. And the Rishonim is not very clear. Toysis and Mesechtes Ksuvis says very clearly why Hakofes Chanus is not Mishamet. So let's take a look at the Toysis on the other side of the page. Next to the Mishnah Rishonim. Ule Shviyas. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah in Ksuvis speaks about Ksuvah being Mishamet, Toysis Ksuvah being Mishamet. So Taisis says, Reb Yosi Polig, the third line in Taisis. Reb Yosi Polig va'oma kol melacha shepesekas b'shvias mishametes. Any melacha that a person is obligated to pay, shvias is mishamet. Ulididei nicha, tuhu adin mishamen hakofes hachanus, v'chol mili afilu l'av milva, halva. Reb Yosi holds any monetary obligation, shvias is a mishamet. Aval, the next line, the Rabbanon, the isla who the Rabbanon hold, ein meshamet ella milva imkain. So Taisus says, avada ksuva, Taisus ksuva, it's not a hava. So v'shteisach, it's not meshamet, because in order to be meshamet, you have to have hava. This is Shitas HaTaisus, why the Mishnah says a milva is meshamet, and hakofes hachanos not, and the Mishnah Shana adds, that's a type of kol baal masha yodah. Your baron, Zechonu Levracha, and Ashir, Masech Teshvius, is medayit that the Rambam and the Rimagash have a whole different understanding and approach what Shvius is Meshamet and why Hakofas Chanos is not Meshamet. So not going to learn the whole Shir, but just a chelik of the Yisoid that your baron says based on a Rambam and Pirish HaMishnayis. The Rambam and Perusha, you have it there, boys, on the bottom right? So the baron is right. The Rambam in Perushoi, the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis Kosav, Hakofas Hachanus, when a person buys on credit, he ha iska, it's business. She oisim bnei odim and bali hachanuyis. She yaspik loy tzrochov. And when it comes together a substantial amount, yifrloi he'll pay him. Hay oisay she'es kabetz, that money that's coming together, eina nishmat b'shana hashviyas. Why? The Rambam said, mipnei she'einoi k'derech ha'choyves. Because it's not the regular way of choyves. V'loi mocha balachanus mashe mocha amenashi yechoyv. And when the storekeeper sold him the milk, he didn't sell it to him that it should be as a choyv. Elo mocha b'domim muatim ashi yitzkabim tzim domim acherim v'yitkabu es kaskoy akan l'shoynim. Nish klov us the Rambam ain't says of it. The Rambam doesn't say Sam, it's not Havo. We know what Havo is, we know what Mechir is. We don't need a definition, what's Havo, what's Mechir, what's the answer right from the Rambam. The Rambam is coming to give some type of explanation why when a person buys a Mechir and it's on credit, Shvi'is is not Meshamet. The Medavis was the Rambam main. First the Rambam main is a grace of Machlokes G'dayli HaPoskim. The Levush and the Smat. What the Rambam means to say, Pshuta Shemitah, what the Rambam is coming to explain. So the Baron, V'nachakul ha-poiskim v'kavanose. The poiskim have a machloik, is what the Rambam means. Da'kas the Mishnah kosav, the da'as ha-Rambam, the gam b'choiv she'ena halvo shvi'es mishametus. The Rambam must mean, says the Kas the Mishnah, that even other choivas shvi'es mishametus. Because the Rambam doesn't say there was no havah, there was no loan. The Rambam says something else. What does Rambam yet say? Says the Kesef Mishnah. Umad akof eschanos ein shvius mishametus umishum the derech lahakif zman achas man vein nifram imenu ashiyaz damnu loy mois vein derech lenoiksoi have a keilu helveyu ad achas shvius shen shvius mishametusoi. You know, if I make a choy with you and I say I'm nasty, the zman ha'piron is in 10 years. Shvius not mishamet. Because since the zman of the choy didn't come and Shvius was here, so Shvius not mishamet. Says the Kesef Mishnah, dos mein teramim. Really, a mekach, Shvius is mishamet. I don't need dafka halva, but what you do need is that I should be obligated to pay. If the obligation first comes in 3 months down the road, which is after Shvius, it conveys a man havor, Shvius not mishamet. But the Rambam is like, well, what's the purpose of credit? You know the purpose of credit is? Because a person gets paid on Mezogin 3 times a year, and he's going to get his paycheck first in Rosh Chodesh Kislev, so he puts it on credit. When the time will come, I'll pay him up. Come to Chois, the chiv to pay is that Rosh Hashanah. When I owe you money and I don't make a zman, I'm right away not obligated to pay. But the derech mekechamem keil, when you buy on credit, the zman to pay up is first later. That's why shvius is not mishamet. But not because it was not halva, even if it's not halva, shvius was a simen mishamet. As they learned the Kesef Mishnah, Pshat Lamed, that's how Kesef Mishnah explained that. Not because you have to have halva, you don't have to have halva. What you do have to have is, there should be a Zman Peron, and by Akofas Chanos, Zman Peron is not here. Let me get right to the band. Daniel, Yom, Zan Zaman? Behuva Dvar Bisma, Sivkotin Chovov. Vamishna Rishoyne Hiksha. Why? What's the cash on this chat? The aim at Tam da Akofas Chanos, Eina Mishametas. Mishum Machpas Dava Kilveyo, Ad Acha Shvius, Ein Shvius Misham Tosoi. The Gemara in Malkus has the Machlokes Tanoim. If a person makes a halva, amanas, and you pay back after 10 years, is Shvius Mishamet or not? So later, Kesef Mishnah understands the Rambam. This Mishnah should have been a Machlokes based on the Gemara Maseches Malkus, and the Mishnah that Mashmi has to do with that Machlokes. But that's what Kesef Mishnah learns. Now let's come to the Levush. Halavush Kosav. Hakofas chanos shu makif lo istam. He takes on credit mat maat she yishalem loy. So the levush u b'chol yoyim huz manoy. Kung faket from the Kesef Mishnah. Not the way the Kesef Mishnah understands that this man is after shvius. Every day is his man to pay up. Einoy nikra havo Ve'ein ze b'chlal ba'al ma'she yodei. Lefikach einem ishametes. Ve'im zokvala b'mil v'peyish. She'kovala izman lefoyoi. Ve'giyya hazman koydim ha'shviyiz. Ha'a b'chlal ha'vo u'mishametes. Ve'asma hisigolov. She'kosav taim ma'cheyim. Ve'ina nirali. What's made the Lubush Zog? Is it Sam Sofer says that Lubush must mean also the time is to pay later. So it's Kadeh's man. So and that's Rav Aaron asks. The Lubush seems to say, Pum Faket, this man is right now. And that's the reason why it's not a Havo. So Gabaran Azoy, there's a Pirish which everybody, maybe some of you are familiar with, said over in other Shirim called the Rash Sirloy. The Rash Sirloy was from the Grusha Svarad, and he has a Pirish on Mishnayis. In his Pirish in Mishnayis, he's Mefarish HaKofas Chanos, and it says Aban, the way he explains it, we could be oimed what the Lubush is saying. The Rash Sirloi Hevi Divei Hasifri. You have it?
Yes.
Shomoid Kol Baal Mashi Yodoi. So the Sifri, Yofel Ach B'Gzeilu Pikodin. A person steals money, steals an object, maybe Shvius is Meshametit. A person has a Pikodin, maybe doesn't have to give it back after Shvius passes. Tamaloi Ma Mashi Yodoi. Ma Mashi Yodoi Bezikov Av Kulam Bezikov. The Kosa Perusha, the Bashalo explains, Milve, what's main Milve? Hainu, Lad Be'ene Hodra. The Zoykva Olov, V'oime Kach V'kach Mois Atachayiv Li, Mash'egen B'Gzeila Pikodin, De Be'enayu Hadron. Pikodin and Gzeila have to give you back the Chepetz. Havon means I give you back other money. So since the Pasuk says, Baal Mashiyod, which is Havon, you need comparable to Havon. Which means paying you back money, and not paying you back a specific item. V'yesh mi shapirish yodoi b'shusa d'balchoiv. Only money that's in your possession. Gzeilu pikodin doesn't belong to you. La'ad b'yobo li'ad ha'chai b'shus b'alchoiv. Kem shalei b'shus. Therefore, it's not masham. That's gzeilu. V'akofes chanos b'loi zekifa is also not masham. You know why? Ika tagor. Kumay Sha'omu de Shakilna Bisra Vloyavina Domi Laalta Havakhil Hashem Ad Khan Lashoy what's a getos. Sha Sokhe Kimot is Nana Piron Hari Koya Taga Batoya Omroy Biyoy Maititen Sharoy. This was state those of the Baron. The Gemara says in the end of Yom Mahekh Domi Khil Hashem. So the Gemara Rav buy meat and not to pay when he bought the meat. Chil Hashem. Now Rabbi said it doesn't say anywhere in Shas that if a person borrows money, Chil Hashem, we don't pay back half a not. That's what Hava is. Hava means you borrow money and you pay back at a later time. Mechira is an obligation that's mechayiv to pay right away. The guy wants to do you a favor and put it on credit, fine. But you're obligated to pay the minute you take the item. Menela, if a Talmud Chacham doesn't pay right away, says the Gemara, that's a Shtikah Chil Hashem, is a Koyer Taga. Beyond my teeth and schorot, someone does work for you, you're going right away to pay him back. Menela Shvi is not Mishamed. Not because I need Bedavka alone, but alone is a type of a monetary obligation that a person has to pay, not right now, right away. Mechira, you know why Mechira is not Meshamet? Mechira is not Meshamet because it's not a Havo. Not because it's a Mech and not a loan. Anything you Mechuyev to pay right away is not called Havo. Not because you need the word loan, but you need a Chiyev like a Havo. Says the Baron like this. Kavonas Ayeshim Foshim Zel Kedivi Halavush Shebakofas Chanus Ubischa Soche Leinosan Hachenvoni Vapoyol Schusa Balabais Lahashay Ses Choyvoy. The only time there's a parsh of Shvius Meshamet is the fact that you're holding your money with a din. You have a right to hold on to your money. After Pishayna Toivoy, Mikomokum Ahiknolo Ischus Lahashas Eschoivoy. Vashenki Kishazoka Olabim Milva. When I say now it's like a loan, so now I'm giving you a time to pay up. The A choyv of hava means money that I keep for a time and then pay it back. If I don't keep it for a time and pay it back, that's not a hava. So mechira could have been a hava. Why is it mechira hava? Because mechira, you're obligated to give the money right away. That's automatically can't be considered a hava. And that's why the Rambam says that on zokfen alav on hakofes chanos shvi'is na meshamet. Why says the Rambam? Because you're mechayiv to pay back right away. Once you're mechayiv to pay back right away, that's automatically not in the pasha of hava, and therefore shvi'is is not meshamet it, because it's not dumi d'hava.
In transactional business today, there are a lot of situations where you have terms, 30 days, 45 days. So does that become my hava?
And
would I sell a product?
It's not a kofes chanos. That's not a kofes chanos. It's not a kofes chanos. It's like a choyv. It's kedai to see Rabbi Yisrael. It comes out like this, Rabbi Yisrael. Kipshutoi is dafka hava. The Kesher Mishnah says hakofes chanos, even though it's not a hava, shvius meshamet, because you don't need hava. Why is not kofes chanos meshamet? Because it blocks like a kaveyas man. That's the Kesher Mishnah. The levush we have, you need hava. But hava doesn't only mean lend me money and pay it back. Hava means any money that you gave me a right to keep the money for a time and pay back later. Something which I have no right to keep the money, that's not called hava, and therefore shvius is not meshamet. Kedai just to see into Santa Loshan in the Rima Gash. The Midash was the Rebbe of the Rambam in the Rif. And the Midash touches up what's Shvius Meshamet, what not. On side B, the top right of the page. V'zeh l'shoyin, the Sashita Mekubes of Masechtas Tzuvas. V'zeh l'shoyin, Herabe Beni Yosef HaLevi Ibn Migash. Ula Shvius. Shvius, the halach of Ksuva and Taisis Ksuva is not Meshamet. Shempog ma ksuvasa v'zok v'ashah baila b'toyes choyv havelei kavod da alma k'shem shemeshametes ha'ikah, just like it's meshamet the ksuva, if you make it into a hava, kach meshametes ha'tesefes v'ikah dovezeh, and the ikah of these halachas mefush v'mesech the shriyas the sanya ksuvas isha pogma v'zokva, if you start to pay it up and you put it into a choyv, shriyas is meshamet. When you're zokfen lo b'milva, the hainu taima d'loy meshamet ela ad d'pogma v'zokva. Why isn't a ksuva meshamet before you were zokfen lo b'milva? Once he gives a get, he's obligated to pay. Says the Migash, mishum d'ksuva ma'aseh bezin. So according to the Kesher Mishnah, according to the and the others that say you need dafka hava, it's posh. Ksuva is not a hava. You don't need any reason why Shvius not Meshamet. It says Rabbi Megash, Kuloima. What does it mean it's a Maisa Bezen? Kuloima, Eina Choyv Shasa El Atz Al Atzmai. Ela Hadin Hu Shasa Olav. Vehilka Kiloi Pogma Vizokva Adayin Lav Choyv Hu Teichad Shomedle. Ela Maisa Bezden U Maisa Bezden Eina Nishmat. Says Rabbi Megash, you don't have to have a Halva. But you have to have a chiyuv that I made. Any chiyuv that the Torah puts on you, that's not called a chiyuv. That's called that the Torah gives that chiyuv. Shvius is meshamet baal masha yodi means a chiyuv that I made. A chiyuv that I made, shvius is meshamet. A chiyuv that the Torah made, shvius is not meshamet. According to the Rima Gash, avada mecher, shvius would be meshamet. Because it's a chiyuv which I made. Why isn't it meshamet? And that you have to say either because it applies to Kaveh's man for later, or the way the Kesher Mishnah says, since I'm chayv to pay right away, that's not nichel and baal mashi yodei, and therefore shvius is not meshamet. The Kseis will have to have a different upshot. The Kseis will have to say that any chiv, which is not a chiv of a chayv, shvius is not meshamet. Before next week, Bez Hashem, we have that one shiur l'chol ha'pachos in the prizbul. I would just like to be messiah with one Choyv, not Choyv moment, but a Choyv that we left off from last week, a Shverkait B'divei Rashi in Masechtas Gittin. Rabbi said, till now it's clear? Like we said, the chatchila when it gets to the level of yigas and the mitzvah say a masham the bestoli habahanat. We have a klal machloikus the matcha and the rosh. Then we have another machloikus. What's together of tnai shabam moment you make a tnai? If tnai shabam moment stamak there is a cause if you can make a tnai and in yoni moment, or like the way the Rambam says, it works because I made up my new choyd. It's not anymore hava. If halamaisa shvius needs hava or not. It's a big machlokes. So Megash says clearly, Shvius doesn't need a choiv. As long as it's your obligation, not the Torah obligation, then Shvius is Meshamet, and otherwise Shvius is not Meshamet. And according to the Levush, you need Dafka Havah. What makes Havah? Money that I keep until a period of time. Money you have to pay back right away, that's not an obligation. That's the Stama, Chesed, the person did to keep the money, and then Shvius is not Meshamet. We had last week, Rabbi said, in the Gemara and Gittin, slide Aleph at the top right of the page, a plea dika kasha after Rosh, v'divei Rashi. Let's see the Gemara again on the top right in the Gemara and Gittin, after Amazayin Amad Beis. Hamachze choiv l'chaveyo b'shviyas. If someone returns his choiv to his friend on Shviyas, sorich shiyoy maloy m'shamatani. He has to say, I was m'shamat. I'm m'shamat the choiv. If the loiva says afa piken, I want to pay you back. Yikabel heimena shenema v'zed v'ashmita. And last week we learned the machlokes if the pasuk is going back on the resha or the pasuk is going back on the seva. Fine. For the mal we have clear. The loiva comes to the malva and says, here's your money. The malva says meshametani. The loiva says, name, you were so nice to me, I want to pay you back anyway. I'm allowed to be makabel, and that's mutter. Omer Rabba, the toli lay ad the omer hachi. So here we had a machloikus last week. What does it mean, the toli lay ad the omer hachi? Machloikus between Rashi and the Rosh. Comes Rashi and Rashi says azoy. The toli lay, the third line in the narrow lines of Rashi. The toli lay im hoya roitza lachza boy. That means the loiva came and said, I want to pay you back. And the malva said, I'm a shaman. So fine. So the loiva walks away. Says the Gemara, says Rava, Vitolile, you change your mind? What happened? 5 minutes ago, you wanted to pay up the choiv. No, so pay it up. Vitolile, im hoyeroitze lachze boy, yitleno ala eitz, im gover yodai, adoimeloi afa piken. You can hang him up on a pole until he says, afa piken, and here's your money, I want to pay you back anyway. At this, the Rosh says, a plea because I affect the Rosh Akasha. 4 lines into the Rosh. V'toli lei adam ahachi. Pish Rashi, yisleyu al ha'etz, im gov v'yodoy, at shiyoy me'afa pikein, v'loy nehira, dim kein batal de tayo shmita. What do you mean? I could always force the guy to pay me back. So how could Rashi say I could force him to say afa pikein? Okay, but tal to tayy shmita. V'nir lefarish tolilei kloima you ainav tluya is the malva could sit and steer at the loiva yoshivu metzapikil. He is waiting ashi yomeka avada. I can't force him. I can't even open up my mouth. I said meshametani, but I could look at him and say no. Where's that person? I'll pay you back anyway. That you'll have to do. Comes the Bach and Tumas Adesh and say, what's that of Pshat Rashi? What's that of Pshat Rashi? They could force him? What happened to the whole Pasha of Shemitah? Let's learn the Bach. Says the Bach, Umiyu, under the Rosh. Makshahiksha harosh apirish Rashi. Dim kain botal to tayo Shemitah. Nira de eina kushe klal. The holy Oma be Gemara de toli lay. When does the Gemara say I could force him? Ella. The malva is not allowed to go to the loiva and ask for the money. He's over alive. So he's in his house. Now the loiva comes knocks on the door, I want to pay you back the money. So he says, Meshametani. The Meshametani takes off both the lav and also the mitzvah zaseh. Because once I said, Meshametani, and I'm not claiming you for the money, so now you come to pay me back, now I'm allowed to already claim the money. The whole lav is only up until he says, he doesn't bring back the money. Once he brings back the money, and I'm a kayin the mishamet, So now I don't have a lavi, this says the Bach. The Hasan Badai, if he doesn't come a Badai, Kivan Kvahirsale Khoiva, for Omale Al Mala Mishamadani, Hai Kvakiye Mitzvah Shmita, Shanema Vaza Bal Masha Yode, Shadiba Shashmi Hishamta, Vakima Shakim Hamitzah, Shuv Yachal the place Allah eight, Im Gova Yode, Kdeshe Mafa Pikain, Shai Meats my Hirsale Hachoiv. The Diba Zeshal Amava Dama Meshametani Ein Elo Kai Mitzvah Shmita. It's not the Pshat like we said from the UN. There's no Choyv. Avada the Choyv is here, but I'm not allowed to be Tevei the Choyv. The person pays me back, and I'm a Kai in my Mitzvah. Rashi owes I can be Tolulei Adiyei Ma'afa Bikin.
What were you holding the eighth year? Is it necessarily allowed? In Lacherid, you could say, even in Peter Rush, that
yeah,
the eighth
year,
then you could call it like Mordechai in that. It's only the dog.
You see clearly that no, if you, once you see that the lav applies out to Misham, then it's not totally Hubba Hub.
And even if it's not totally, then what happened in the eighth year? So what would the Rosh hold in the eighth year? Ninth year.
It's Nimshach Hassan, but if it's Nimshach, it's about Koch, it's a different Indian. If you see in the seventh you have a lav without the Misham, so then it's a freestanding lav. It's not only such a type of a Choy, that's the point.
When does the Choy change into a self-esteem?